Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. Romans 8, some of the most beautiful, powerful scripture in the Word of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I love this passage. I know you could preach for a long time on the first few words of that verse. And we know. Now I want to tell you, you may not think much of those three words, but I can go through the Bible with you and show you the people who knew, and turn around and show you the people who just thought. Amen. And you will see how much better it is to know than to just think. Amen. I know the Word of God says that the man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Amen. But there's more than just thinking going on there. Amen. There's a knowing in that thinking. Too many times in the world, even as Christians, we begin to try to bring that knowing into a thinking or into some kind of cognitive form of mind faith rather than heart faith. Amen. What's the difference, Brother Joe? Everything. Amen. To know, comes out of the depths of that soul. It doesn't come from the mind. It influences the mind, but it doesn't come from the mind. Amen. The apostles said, and we know. Amen. I can tell you that David didn't go down to the Valley of Elah and think that he might be able to do something. He went down there and he knew, amen, his God. Amen. He knew what was going to happen. He knew that God had him there for a reason. And he also knew that God was bigger than the man across the creek. Amen. Listen. Amen. Knowing something in God is worth multitudes more. Amen. Than hope so, think so, and maybe so. Amen. Too many people today, amen, live a think so Christian life rather than a knowing Christian life. Amen. If we will know our God, amen. The Word of God says in the book of Daniel, God had given Daniel some great visions and, amen, and given him some great insight. And God began to tell Daniel, you just stand in your place and in your gap, and, amen, and until the end. Amen. He says, they that do wicked are going to increase more and more, but they that do know their God shall be mighty and do exploits. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, I want to be one of those folks, amen, that know their God, amen, that know that God is a faithful God, that His Word is ever settled in heaven, amen, and that He is the God of that Word, amen. We live in a world that is tossed to and fro, in a world that is filled, amen, with people that are being blown about in every direction. Amen. And believe you me, though, if the enemy can loose you, amen, and can shake you, he will do exactly that. The grave and the horrible thing about that is that too many people are being moved from the rock, amen, that is Christ, amen, and are being moved to something that is shakable of a truth, amen, and movable, and will not sustain them in this hour that we're living in. Amen. And I want to just say, all things work together for good. And I'm telling you, amen, it's hard to see how, amen, sometimes that the things that are happening work for good. Amen. I mean, you know, a lot of times the natural inclination of the human being, amen, and with the help of, amen, Lucifer and all his imps, amen, begin to hunt, amen, all the bad things rather than, amen, allowing God, amen, to show us, amen, maybe it might be down the road a little bit. Amen. It might be, boy, when you get to heaven, amen, and God turns around and gives us a replay on the issue, amen, that we begin to see why a lot of things begin to transpire in our life. Amen. If we're not careful in our Christian walk, we like this cozy little place, amen, where there's a, amen, it's kind of like a place where there's never any, amen, hardships and never any trials, and amen, but Brother Joe will tell you, you'll rot and backslide in that place, sir, as God lives, amen, you'll draw up and disappear after a while. Amen. But I can tell you, if God can put us in a place, amen, where He can stress our life, amen, and cause us to call, amen, to grow deeper into Him, amen, that life out of Him will abound the more and the more. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, you look at it, if you won't believe it, you lie. Brother Joe can show us this morning by the Scriptures and by historical observations, amen, that then under stress, God produces a greater, amen, stronger Christianity in the world. Amen. You know why, amen, Christians are stronger in their faith in China than they are in the United States? Because they rely more upon the God of their faith than they do over here. You know why more wonderful, divine, and glorious healings are transpiring, amen, in missionary lands overseas than they are here? It's because, amen, they've learned they have nothing to look forward to or help there, but they set their trust in the living God. Amen. They know, amen, that God, amen, is going to work things out for His good and for theirs. Amen. They got to, who else are they going to have confidence in? Amen. You and I, amen, with the Word of God is very clear. And we could go in a lot of places. I'm going to look just a few minutes, but I want to, as an example, that eagle, when she gets ready for that eagle to fly, he's been in that feathered nest. It's soft when he's first born. I want to tell you, ain't nobody I ever seen that had a born-again experience didn't have that experience. They had that feathered nest. I mean to tell you, the first few weeks after being born again, it seems like you walk on air, amen, but it's just a little while down the road. Amen. Hey, that slew of despond comes and a few other things begin to arise. That mother eagle begins to pluck them feathers out. Amen. That eagle, listen, that young eaglet is not meant for him to live in that nest all of his life. Amen. Or her life, whatever it happens to be. Amen. So a little while down the road, she begins to make that nest just a little bit thorny. Amen. And a little bit more uncomfortable. Oh, God. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for some uncomfortable situations. Amen. That move us in the realm. Amen. Of taking hold. Amen. Of Him who works the impossible. Hallelujah. Oh, no wonder the Apostle Paul closes out the book of Ephesians chapter 3. Amen. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask, all we ask or think. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, He knew, amen, the God that He served. Amen. And I can show us, and I'm going back to the point I made earlier. When Israel, amen, is facing adversity, when she's facing trials, and when she's weak, knows her weakness, then she's strong. It's then that she puts her reliance upon God. It's then that she holds on to the Almighty. Amen. And in all of that, amen, God walks with her. Amen. And no one, amen, can stand against her. I'm telling you, amen, you look through our life in the times of this nation when, the depression and all these things were. Now I'm telling you, there wasn't riches, there wasn't prosperity, amen, to be dealt with very much. Yet, amen, they knew their God. Amen, they walked with Him, amen. They went to church if they had to walk, some had shoes, some didn't. Amen, yet they sung like they owned the world, amen. Come on. You might as well get in here with me this morning. I come to house church. Amen. Otherwise, I'd have went down there with Mom. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. God. Amen. It doesn't do things for no reason. Amen. I think that one of the holy homes for this nation, and you can take it any way you want. Amen. As if, amen, the reliance is, that this nation has built itself upon in the last several years, amen, are removed. And man learns once again. Amen. That he must look to his God. Amen. He must trust in his God and stay on his God. Hallelujah. Too much today. Amen. The church has become, and I had an elderly sister ask me in the hospital, amen, Brother Joe, what's one of the great things wrong with the church? I said, it's become a societal, or a thing of society or social thing rather than a spiritual thing, the church. Amen. Listen, amen, if all I do is go to church to find me a boy or a girl, amen, I'm there for the wrong reason. I better be there to find Jesus. You hear me? Amen. I said I better be there to find Jesus. Amen. And I'm going to tell us, I'm going a step further this morning. Amen. If our people can come and our young ones can come to church and they can't find Jesus, something better be done. Amen. I'm telling you, I said, something better be done. Amen. It's not important, amen, that we come together and have a good time with one another. It's important that we come into the presence of a holy God. It's important that when we leave, amen, while we are closer, amen, and stronger in Him than when we came, amen. Hallelujah. We know. You show me a people who know all things work together for good, and I'll show you someone, amen, that hell cannot detour. I'll show you someone that hell can't shake. I'll show you someone the kingdoms of this world cannot, amen, threaten. I'll show you someone, that, amen, that can go through a burning fire furnace or walk through a den of lions. Amen. I'll show you someone, amen, when threatened by the king, amen, will not be moved, but will stand fast in the faith. Hallelujah. Got to hurry this morning. Got a ground to cover. Notice, all the good to them that love God. Amen. Didn't say it to them that didn't love God, but to them that love God. And it didn't mean maybe they love God. It meant they love God. Amen. The Scripture is very precise and very intense for a reason. Amen. The half-hearted, amen, God does send a lot of things to people to try to bring them back into that place of knowing and trusting and loving God. Amen. A lot of times what happens to people drives them further from God. It's not because it's God's fault. It's because they have not submitted themselves unto God. Amen. If I know anything about God, I know that He is always right. I'm going to say that again. I think that pinged around a bit. God's always right. I said He's always right. Amen. Amen. I ever get to the place that I think Brother Joe's right and God's wrong. Amen. It's time for me to hit my knees in a hurry. Amen. And get my heart right because I am in a bad way. Amen. I know we get a circumstance that sometimes will aggravate us and, amen, call, and if we're not careful, they'll cause bitterness. Amen. But I'm sure you bitterness is simply the destruction of one's own soul rather than that if God knows it's not God's intent for bitterness in no one. Amen. But if we will yield ourselves unto God, submit ourselves unto Him, it's the God of heaven that will change things that have embittered us. Amen. Let me empty myself. Amen. Of all that is done like Him. Amen. All things were to God that love God. To them who are the called. And it finished with this. According to His purpose. I can tell you there's a lot of folks, amen, that go to church. Amen. There's even a lot of people will assure you that are in ministry. Amen. That a lot of him, that their purpose, amen, is not seeking God's purpose for a great deal. Amen. They're in it for a lot of other reasons. Amen. Listen. Amen. I can tell you if I really love God, Amen. I meet that prerequisite of loving God. Amen. Then I have one purpose, and that is to please God, to serve God. Amen. And according to His purpose and will. Amen. If I don't, then I'm not don't love God like I said, and I'm serving myself. Amen. Many can become very easily confused. Though that old fleshly nature can easily disguise itself. Amen. And cause a man to serve himself when he, amen, and think that he's serving God in the measure. Amen. Listen. Amen. I'm telling you, we better be make sure that we're serving God. Hallelujah. I'm do what I do because I love the Lord. Amen. Not because I'm trying to make some kind of gain here or there. Amen. Listen, I want to move quickly to the Word of God this morning. I want to look at a man named Job. Now, my Bible says that Job never accused God falsely or carelessly in all that he suffered. And some of the highest esteem of mankind that you will ever read about a man, you will read in the book of Job. Amen. How God said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Woo! Now listen, amen. Many times I read that right there, and it grips my heart. Amen. I'm gonna tell you something. Talk about a little bit of ambition here. If we have ambition, I think sometimes it ought to be, amen, that God may have the same opinion, amen, of me that He did of Brother Job. Hey, have you considered my servant Job? My, he's talking to the devil. Amen. Listen. Oh, that he loves righteousness and he escheweth the evil. Amen. In other words, he departs from the very presence. He moves away from evil. He's not associated with it. Amen. Listen, Job loved his children. He loved God and he offered prayers and alms for his children daily. Amen. He's a man that's the richest man of the East, but he's blessed of God. He's humble. Amen. He's submissive. Amen. And he, amen, is the servant of God. Understand? Well, Brother Joe, amen, that when in times of life, here's a man that God's bragging on in front of the devil. Amen. Yet, in just a few, amen, short hours down the road, amen, in his life, there's going to, amen, ravage it. The enemy is going to destroy his possessions, his children. Amen. And then when Job will not, amen, accuse God falsely, and when he will not get bitter and full of anger, amen, the devil comes back and says, "Look here, well, you just got his merchandise and his, amen, his children and his belongings, but let me just go ahead and put my hand on his body, and he'll curse you to your face." Amen. I can tell you, God said, "You can go. You can touch him, amen, but you can't touch his life. I'm going to put a divider there." Amen. Oh, listen to Brother Joe. Amen. I'm telling you, God still got a divider. Amen. When the first time that enemy comes and God said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Amen. That old devil said, "Yeah, I have." Amen. And I also noticed that you got a hedge about him. Come on. Amen. God had hedged him about. Amen. That hedge is there because Job is staying in the realm where he's supposed to be. Amen. He's staying in the love of God. Amen. You got a hedge about him, and I can't get my hands on him. You believe, Brother Job? Yes, I believe that. I believe we'll walk with God, obey God. Amen. That God will hedge us about. And what comes through that hedge, God's allowed to come through that hedge. Come on. Unless you're one of them folks who believe in luck, then you can't believe in God. Amen. If we walk with Him. Amen. If we talk with Him. Amen. The Sunday school lesson this morning. Amen. One of the points that stuck with me the most. Amen. Is the one concerning the spiritual declension. Amen. Of that soul. Amen. Man moving steadfast and slowly away from God. Amen. He's allowed himself to shift away. Amen. And to pine away in his spirit. Amen. He's no longer, amen, can pray that fiery hot prayer. He no longer, amen, loves to be in the presence of God. No longer does God seem precious to him. Amen. Oh, but he's far away. Amen. I can tell you that's a dangerous place. There's no hedge there. Amen. There's nothing there but the enemy. Amen. But oh, to that man, I heard him say in Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to be in that place. Amen. Job loved God. Amen. Job walked, amen, in great, amen, anxiety towards God. He loved Him. He persevered. Amen. But I'm telling you, there comes a time, amen, when God pulled the heads back. In America, it's almost as if, amen, that you're a Christian, there should never be a time when the hedge is withdrawn. Somebody is telling somebody a big one. Amen. God has no respect to person. Amen. God pulled that hedge back. Amen. On Job. Listen. Amen. A great deal of the problem of weak Christianity is that it's not been tested. Amen. It's not been tempered. Amen. You know, I understand something. Amen. There must be a tempering process. What how was metal tempered, Brother Joe? Through heating and cooling processes. That metal is tempered. Amen. What are they doing? Amen. They want a weapon. Amen. That will not break. Amen. Years ago in the days of knights and chivalry. Amen. That knight would take that sword he's going to purchase. And he'd go out to a sharp-edged rock. I mean a heavy boulder. And he'd smite that sword across that. And with all of his might. Amen. I mean he'd put everything he had into it. What's he doing? Amen. He wants to know if that sword's going to break. He wants it to break now. Amen. Not while there's an enemy there. Amen. Seeking to destroy his life. Let Brother Joe make us aware this morning. There is an enemy. Amen. He seeks to destroy. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and destroy. Amen. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. He smites that sword. Amen. To find out if it's tempered. Amen. If it's going to last him. I'm going to tell you, my God, God's going to have a tried people. Amen. Israel didn't go down to Canaan's land immediately. They went through the valley of sin, the wilderness of sin, that place of testing and trials. Amen. Amen. Nobody can live there except something's almighty sustains them. Amen. Man can't exist in that place. Listen. Amen. You and I can't live. Amen. We can't sustain ourselves except the Almighty, amen, has given us that life. Amen. We cannot, amen, abide unless He, amen, is alive in you and I. Amen. God, amen, give us of His glorious life. Hallelujah. Feeling like having church this morning. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. Job, amen, when the enemy has come sorely against him, amen. Finally, his body is touched. And yet, Job has done what he'd done in the beginning. He's put himself in sackcloth and ashes. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, God ain't never found anything wrong with repentance and humility. Behold, it is not my desire to destroy, but that men may be drawn nigh, that they may be made more grace in my strength. Behold, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Behold, it is I that will give man the ability to overcome all the obstacles of life. Behold, and to endure unto the end. Behold, it is not my desire for their destruction, but that man might gain life. And secure it in me, saith the Lord. God will have a tried people. Amen. The Word of God speaks of Christ and says He's a tried stone. He's a precious cornerstone. Amen. He's not. I can tell you that he's not something Johnny come lately. Amen. I said he's not some Johnny come lately. He ain't some hip hop. Amen. Artist of today's nutcase world. Amen. He is the Lord God Almighty. I'm telling you, when all else has crumbled, amen, and decaying and dying, he stands unchanged and unmoved. Amen to God. I can tell you, if you want something that'll carry you through the fire, amen, and that'll carry you through the river, amen, that'll carry you through the valley, amen, get a hold on him, amen, take a hold of his hand, amen, and I'll assure you, amen, that in the valley where the enemy's at, amen, he'll set a table before you, amen, and he'll anoint your head with oil, amen, and he'll run your cup over, amen, hallelujah. Well, glory. Job, amen, held on. Down comes them wonderful friends of his. You know, sometimes you have to be really, ask the Lord for a lot of patience and whatever have you. Amen. I expect sinners to be unbelieving. Amen. But when them Christian folks come around and when you're going through it and they got a, amen, they got them Job's comforting words. Amen. It's surely this and that and the other. Amen. I hope they'll pardon Brother Job. Sometimes Brother Job just has to kind of slide on off to the side somewhere. Amen. I say, Lord, would you help me if I'm supposed to stand there and listen to that? Amen. But I'm telling you something about that, Lord. Amen. I was speaking against you, and I couldn't stay in the middle of it. Amen. When God's telling me one thing, and somebody else is telling me something different, I'm going to go listen to what God's got to say. I said, I'm going to try to find out what God says about the matter. Amen. That young man, amen, I love him. Amen. I worked with him, amen, and that time I have not forgotten the time he, amen, stops me in the hall. He's, amen, Brother Joe, I need to talk to you. Amen, yeah, amen, always got time for somebody. Amen, I knew when I saw an expression on his face, there was something up. Amen, he says, the doctors, amen, have told my wife, amen, the baby's not going to be right. Amen, it's not going to work out. Amen. I took him, amen, right down to, amen, to the cafeteria. Say, amen. Set him down on one of them seats at the table. Sat down with him. Prayed with him. I said, now, son, I want to tell you something. Amen. I said, you shut yourself up in a closet and you get with God about this matter. Amen. And when God tells you something, amen, I said, when God tells you something, don't you allow anybody, whoever they are, I don't care how many letters they got in front or behind their name, amen, come by and steal that from you. I said, because if you do, he'll steal your peace. He'll steal your victory. Amen. Every man be a liar, but God the truth. Amen. God didn't say, amen, this thing works by logic. He didn't say it works by man's ability. Amen. He said it by faith. Amen to God. Not by works. Amen. What God does is when somebody will believe Him. Hallelujah. Amen. I can tell you, if God can make a donkey talk, I pretty much figure He can fix anything. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. When God can make that rooster crow when He wants him to, amen, He can not fix anything. Amen. Oh, except some smart intellectual nut. Amen. That thinks somehow or another, amen, he that has been made, amen, is smarter than he that has made him. Ooh. I'm no better than that. Hallelujah. Amen. Great is this God. And I got to hurry and hush. Joseph, the Word of God says, amen, in the book of Genesis chapter 49, verse 22, is like a fruitful bough. Even a fruitful bough by a whale whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength. Amen. His bow abode in strength. Pardon me. And the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From this is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Amen. I'm telling you, the more they shot at him, the more he just throwed them boughs over that whale down into that water. Come on. Amen. I can tell you what. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope and pray that this broadcast has and will continue to minister to you. If you would like a copy of today's message in full or other sermons, you can reach us by email at info@whitfieldpfc.org. That's info@whitfieldpfc.org. Or you can visit our website at WhitfieldPFC.org and use the contact form to reach us. Remember to mention the broadcast date. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, and my prayer is that God will continue to minister to you.